A bit of the
oh,
movements.
God. If you ever seen them live, it's just like that. Just totally crazy, dancing in front of everyone, not caring. It was hilarious. It was great. It kind of broke the ice for everyone.
Awesome.
It was great.
All right. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, again, you are listening to Cohn Scene here in Los Angeles and Pure Radio. We're awaiting C, a.k.a. Claire. But we have Raven of the Shindig. Now, tell us what the Shindig, I mean, that's a reference to, that means a party, like in a 60s kind of term, right?
Yeah,
tell us about how you got involved with this. It's an art gallery?
Yeah. Well, what happened was, is I moved to L.A. and made friends with this crazy guy who then introduced me to another crazy guy that I became friends with.
Now, where are you originally from?
I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, wow.
So I just moved here like 5 months ago. And pretty much around that same time, I just fell into this Hollywood weirdness, you know? And
yeah, I was working out there recently on the 13th floor. I won't say the company, but it was on a building near Sunset and Vine. And it was really the 13th floor because, you know, you go from 12th floor to 14, you know. And actually, we're on the 14th floor, but it's really the 30th floor, you know. But anyways, it was near Amoeba in that area. I always have loved a lot of aspects of Hollywood, especially the old Hollywood or the legend of Hollywood. But you know what? Hollywood will forever have its Hollyweird as well, right?
Yeah, it's located on Santa Monica Boulevard, 6015 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, we get all sorts of people come in. We had some hip hop people just off the street. Like, yeah, come in, fun party in here. We don't want to come in.
Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, it's kind of a 60s theme that you're going for, though. But
yeah,
you don't really want. You don't want to discriminate. I mean, that's in the spirit of you know, the better style, like, you know, the mod style, the psychedelic style, the 60s. But you are very open to other things as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Like Monsters from Mars, that's playing Thursday, is pure surf rock. If you look on the MySpace Top 8 of the Shindig,
yeah,
you see all the bands that are going to play and who have played. And it's just surf music, straight up surf music. It's totally great. These guys are young and full of energy. We're also getting 60s French garage rock, like Jacques Dutronc and François Hardy.
I love the way you said that, François Hardy. I actually have her. I think I'm going to play her later on. But I'm going to play some background music, some Serge Gainsbourg for you right now. Keep talking.
I'm trying to make it a 60s feel, but more of a party. I don't want it to be uptight. I don't want people to feel like they need to be mods or rockabilly or even like 80s or whatever. I don't want them to feel weird. It's a party. You know, you go to a party to have fun, you want to dance, you want to hook up, you want to drink, you want to talk, you want to listen to good music. That's what the Shindig is.
Yeah.
You don't discriminate.
Say that again, man. I want that still sounded so good, so effervescent. You know what? Claire and I were going to go. We really, truly were going to go to, you know, because Rick, we had him here. I don't know if you listened to the show. It's a little chaotic.
Yeah,
I apologize for that. But regardless, we were going to go, and then we got tied up with some other things that same night. But, you know, we called him up. And thankfully, Bennett from the chill room here at Q Radio went, and he gave me his highlights, and he said that the Japanese motors were terrific.
Oh yeah, they were great. I think they were very unexpected. That's what I meant. It's like they kind of were surfy, but they were like reinvented, and it was cool. And it, yeah, they were great. They ripped it up too.
Awesome. All right, let me. Oh man, I think channels open here. Do we have the our engineer in the green room, Mancini? Mancini's going through the vinyl here. You gotta come to the station, Raven, live in the near future. You know, we gotta schedule you to come in, and then, you know, we'll take some photographs. We'll let you do some guest DJing, you know, like a 30-minute set or something, and then tell us about again, give us all the information for Monsters of Mars, and then tell us a little bit about, you know, how
you see the future of, you know, just LA and clubs and, you know, the future of...
It's a little bit more lax, a little bit more underground. I think that's what the people want these days. Monsters from Mars or from San Diego, like I said, surf music. They're going to be the band playing. And then this Thursday is going to be more of like a little dance club with the 60s French garage rock. Because I think it's a real treat that his name is Pink Frankenstein. And he does Bardo Agogo. That's it. You can find us at ADM Project Gallery 6015 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90038, across the famous Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And it's going to be fun. Dress however you want. Bring whoever you want. Do whatever you want.
I love the way that sounds, Bardo Agogo. I think Bardo, doesn't that refer to... the Tibetan Book of the Dead or some kind of a transcendence. You know, I know it's reference to LSD or other psychedelics as well, but tell us what. I love the way it sounds. Bardo Agogo. Is it Bridget Bardot?
I think it's Bridget Bardot.
Totally fucking random on that one.
Never mind.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know what, Raven, since we have you
on the air, sorry, get the engineer in here. All right.
May
I ask you to give against all the information and give us like an ID, you know, like you're listening to
KIO Radio, Consin, here with H, a.k.a. Umberto, C, a.k.a. Claire. You know, you do it your own way. But just give it up for KIO Radio, you know, announce yourself, Raven, and the Shindig, and give the whole information again. All right? Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, give it up to Con, Sin, Claire, Humberto at killradio.org. The Shindig, Thursday nights, April 27th. This April 27th, Monsters from Mars, Pink Frankenstein, Spinning French Garage Rock, 21 and up, 9 p.m., $5, 6015 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood, California. 90038 across the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Thank you.
Thank you, Raven, again.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Ooh, jolly good. We've come right through to the other side.
Yeah, we had a little tiny bit of technical disturbance. I think it's the mic or the... I know somebody else has posted here on KIO Radio that we have a slight little bug in the speakers and on the when people call up on the phone. But anyways, That song goes out for Raven of the Shindig. That's from a compilation from Disc 2, Lounge Deluxe. And you know what? We're gonna play the Fab Four for you right now because, you know, they're timeless and they're terrific kids over there from Liverpool. I want to dedicate this song to some of our new friends from Liverpool from on MySpace. Check us out, Consin, MySpace, you know, Consin. And here we go. All right. Kill Radio.
Say he loves you more than me, so I will set you free. Go with him. Go with him. Anna, girl, before you go now, I want you to know now that I still love you so. Thank you.
se me acerca tu perro y viene a mí. Es tu perro lanudo que me hace enojar. Le digo, baja tus patas que me das mucha lata.
Baja tus patas que me das mucha lata.
Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo, déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí.
Les diré que fui un don nadie y ni una chica se fijaba en mí. Hoy muchas cosas he logrado, ya han de saber por qué razón. De día y de noche he trabajado y siento satisfacción. Y ahora soy un hombre que les causa admiración, porque tengo mis millones y chamacas de amontón.
Porque tengo mis millones y chamacas.
Yeah, I was thinking, wow, what are you guys doing?
Y el mundo está a mis pies.
Yeah. Because I know sometimes he says come over like there's nothing.
Y darme lujo. Ahora voy feliz por el mundo. Y en el mañana no debo pensar. Pues de una cosa estoy seguro.
All right, so if I'm still on the way,
y ahora soy un hombre que les causa admiración, porque tengo mis millones y chamacas de a montón.
Soy una mujer respetable. Yeah, how do you do it?
You say whatever you want, but make sure you say Consin and Carilla.
All right,
here we go.
All right, when I'm not on Talk Is Cheap, I'm listening to Cone Scene. This is Black Woman Psychic.
Woo!
Hi!
Alright, cool! Thanks, see you soon, darling.
Alright, bye!
Bye!
Tengo mil millones y chamacas de a montón. Soy un hombre respetable y el mundo está a mis pies. Yeah, yeah.
Chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Suis-je meilleur, suis-je pire qu'une poupée de salon? Je vois la vie en rose bonbon, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mes disques sont un miroir dans lequel chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisée en mille éclats de voix. Chansons, poupées de cire, poupées de son. Elles se laissent séduire pour un oui, pour un non. L'amour n'est pas que dans les chansons. Chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisée en mille éclats de voix. Seule parfois je soupire, je me dis à quoi bon chanter ainsi l'amour sans raison, sans rien connaître des garçons. Je ne suis qu'une poupée de cire, qu'une poupée de son. Soleil de mes cheveux blancs, poupée de cire, poupée de son.
Okay, you're listening to Consigne here today, tomorrow, every day. When do you listen to Consigne, young lady?
I listen to Consigne whenever it's on.
Like now or tomorrow?
I'm not really listening during the show, but I'm an avid Kill Radio listener.
You were telling me that you were pleasantly surprised to hear yourself, but other fine shows here at Kill Radio. While working, while editing, while doing, while showering?
All sorts of things, yeah. While showering, yes. Bathing.
Bathing, okay. Yeah, they asked Julian Cope a question. What do you sing in the shower? He goes, well, I don't shower. I do takes a bath in the tub.
Yeah.
And he said something like he does like mantras or so. Some people do stuff like that, don't they?
Did you know that some people are afraid of bathing in a bath every day because they think they'll get like infections or something?
That's a little bit sad because I would rather bathe every day. But you know what? Today, I bathe for like an hour. Is that okay?
I do that like 20 minutes every day.
But I was thinking, I was concerned. I go, I'm wasting water or I'm wasting soap.
No, I think you save water.
Oh.
Yeah. And you also, it gives your brain a time to stop.
Yes.
It does.
And it's like your own little spa, right?
Yeah, it's like an osmosis kind of thing.
I changed the levels on the H and C.
H2O?
Hot and cold.
Oh, H and C. The shower, yeah. You know we're there.
So if you put more on the H, it gets steamy, like steamy.
Yeah, and if you put more on the C, then it stops burning.
Yes. Girl, you are hot and amazing. All right, dedicate this song to you. This is the Ponies. They're from Chicago. See if you like them. And we'll then come into...
If you want to ride...
No, not that.
Ride the white horse.
All right, here we go.
Consigne.
This also goes out to other people that are going to Coachella. I don't think they're playing there, but you know what? We should have like our own version of like Consinella. No, no, that's fucked up. That's like a copy of Coachella.
Consenna.
Consenna, yes. Sinsemilla. Sinsemilla.
Coachella.
Coachella. All right. That sounds like a nasty kind of slang in Spanish, though, you know? All right. Here they are.
The Ponies.
Of what Ponies. You might find.
Into the eyes of your friends, maybe you'd realize that we should get used to being alone. 'Cause they're just looking out for themselves and doing bad things for their health. Oh, you should go and just let them be.
Consigne.
Let's Age with the man that's made. Vote for the man with the man tan plan. And it's official. You can hear the cheer coming up. There it is now, ladies and gentlemen. Timmy Rogers has been elected President of the United States. And here he comes, surrounded by Secret Service men. He's approaching the microphone to make his victory statement. And here he is, the President-elect of the United States, Timmy Rogers.
behalf of Mrs. Rogers and my family, welcome to the wonderful world of color. Oh, yeah!
And here we are on the streets of New York, where we are going to get the reaction of the man on the street to the election of Timmy Rogers, a Negro, to the office of president. There's a gentleman right here. Sir, what are your feelings on this?
Well, I think it's simply wonderful, but, it's no surprise to me. You see, I head up a large corporation here in the North, and we have over 20,000 employees fully integrated for years. As a matter of fact, we just doubled the number of our Negro personnel.
I see. And how many Negroes work for you now?
Two. And the night watchman says they're the best janitors he's ever had.
Yeah. Thank you. And here's a young woman. Madam, what do you think?
Well, I think that the towels washed with new blue tea are ever so much whiter than those washed with brandy.
No, madam. It's not that kind of an interview.
Oh, but you should see my husband's grimy white clothes and the children's filthy white clothes. There's no dirty wash and no filthy
madam. Hey, madam, thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, pardon me, sir. Pardon me.
Look, جات والتر وتسد وساتك نتدي إمك فنسي النفوس أرتيلا لنا سلتكوت يا النفوس أرتيلا لنا سلتكوت
مساك للتنجي
مساء كل انت نرى ورهي جروت تفوق تشمر يا ضو تند نشمر فقد تفوق يا ضو تند نشمر فقد تفوق
كمساء كل انت نرى ورهي جروت تفوق تشمر يا ضو تند نشمر فقد تفوق تشمر يا ضو تند نشمر فقد تفوق
Mr. President, my question is this, sir. Now that you a Negro has been elected president. Do you feel the door to public office has been opened to other minority groups in the United States?
Well, I don't feel qualified to answer that. Why don't you ask the vice president? He's right here on the stand with me.
Yes, very well. Mr. Vice President, do you feel the way is now open for other minority groups?
Myself, I wouldn't say. But altogether, it's a possibility. It could happen.
Say hello to me. You who would never know just how important to me it would be for you to promise me. So many times I lay awake without you to hold. Don't you think you're drowning me? You could bring me air with just a smile. I wish that you could promise me. So many times we'll lay awake beneath the morning cold. We talked in circles today. We thought in circles today.
How was that intentional?
It's always the
same. Ooh, scary. What time is there? Ooh. And who are you that are listening to
Consin?
Y reading Memín Pingüín en México o en Tintín o Brazil o Amsterdam. Dame. Do you think dame or dom is a derogatory term for a lady?
Dame?
Uh-huh.
No, of course not.
How about bird?
Bird's fine.
But it has to be pronounced right though, right? Bird.
It has to be said with the right gusto.
Ooh. How about chica or
It's fine.
All right. Pero no like mamacita, like I'm walking down the street.
You know, I take little offense to very few things.
That are especially that are just definitions, right? But they're not the real thing.
It's all in the way you say it.
How do you personally feel about misogyny and you know, it's a heavy subject, you know. You have it up on...
It's a heavy word.
Yeah. But also about the state of our world, you know, with all these different crises is happening, but also May Day, this symbolic holiday coming up here, and it's also going to become some kind of a unified boycott, right?
Yeah, well, May Day has always been that powerful day. It's kind of traditionally so. And Earth Day is, you know, if only Earth Day could be as powerful as...
Hey, who determines what's Poetry Month and, you know, Earth Day?
I don't know, that's a good question. I think you can sponsor it. I think
no, you know why? Because I'm totally, together, totally...
We could make a Kill Radio Month.
And,
if we did something.
Yeah.
And put some money to it.
Especially with the Earth, you know, I'm totally in affinity. I think we all are. But
hey,
I was thinking...
Let me announce first, a quick back announce. Right now under us is Fusible, playing right off of MySpace, live off MySpace. God, technology's great. Before that was Volney Litmus. That's a friend of mine from... You would never pair them, but my friend from Antibalas. He produced this record, Stuart Bogie. Check out Volney Litmus. I'm sure it's available in like 2 independent record stores in the world. And before that, in no specific order, was Timmy Rogers, If I Were President. Oh, yeah. I think Umberto actually thought that was Cassius Clay himself, Muhammad Ali.
No, you played him before, that's why, too. But
and before that was Tenariwen. We
tell me about Tenariwen. Where do you find all this obscure music?
You know, Tenariwen I actually was introduced to through a free Santa Monica Pier show.
Hey, so shall we go into that heavy topic we want to talk about? Let's
yeah,
also introduce
Shuming,
who's in the house here, a dear friend.
All right, if you want to listen, if you want to know what you heard, then you can just consult our MySpace blog.
No, hold on. But who did you? What else did you play before that? I'm sorry. No, I interrupted. Here, because I'm trying to go back. No. Hold on. Which one did you start with?
I don't remember.
Oh, don't get upset. No. Hold on. Here, no. Bring it back.
Carry on. I don't know. All right. Welcome, Shuming. As we said, we keep our we very competently blog our playlists, don't we? Yeah, so you can find it there. But Shuming is here on this perfect Tuesday wedged in between Earth Day and May 1st.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, let me give you a mic that actually works.
Thank you. Okay, that's a lot better. Thank you for having me. Go ahead. I think you wanted to talk about...
She reminded me of that, you know, who determines days. And also, because I think Earth Day, it's should be every day, you know, I think we feel something about it. But it's important also to define it that way, right?
Right. But that's true. People should do their part to save the Earth and live in a sustainable way every day, not just have it be one day a year when they clean up or recycle, et cetera.
How was yours, Shuming?
My Earth Day was pretty uneventful, I have to admit. I don't think I did anything extraordinary. What about you?
I helped out, helped clean out the streets surrounding Remy San Temple, like Court and all the way to Rampart, right there by Coronado. And there's some abandoned houses there, and there's some real poverty there, but there's also real beauty there. Mm-hmm. When you're sweeping from the street, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, so we did that, and I felt later when I got home, I heard all these other events that were amazing that were happening that day. You know, they had a caravan from the Nada Cornfield to MacArthur Park and somewhere out in the downtown farm, you mm-hmm. know, and back.
And that's interesting because I think a lot of people think of being environmental as a personal choice, like what you eat, what you buy or you don't buy. But the biggest cause of pollution is corporations. So really, it's like the corporate policies that are leading to the rapid destruction of the Earth's natural resources. So that's how it's related to a lot of other systemic problems. And so I think if people really care about the environment, they should really challenge those corporate policies too.
Hey, let's take a little musical break right here on Consign Q Radio. Thanks for being here. And would you speak a little bit to us, Shuming, your point of view or how you feel, what you're going to do on May Day, mm-hmm. May 1st, you know? Are you, tell me
yes.
how you feel
okay.
about that.
As people know, May 1st is International Workers' Day. And the people who planned the Great March, the Grand March on March 25th, put the call out for May 1st to be a day of a general strike and a boycott. So what that means is they're calling for people to not go to work, not go to school, not buy any products at all. And it's actually becoming an international effort because a lot of people in Mexico and Central America are also boycotting American goods on May 1st. So locally, a lot of coalitions have been organizing around this, but what we're focusing on right now is a march at 3 o'clock at MacArthur Park. It's being sponsored by MIWAN, the Multi-Ethnic Immigrant Workers Organizing Network. So we're meeting at MacArthur Park. There's going to be a lot of cultural performances, a lot of great chants, a lot of fun activities, and then we're going to march to La Brea, where there's going to be a bigger contingent of people having a rally. So I urge everybody to show up. And our points of unity basically are to have legalization for undocumented people, to have faster family reunification, to stop the criminalization and deportation of immigrants, and also to stop immigrant bashing and racial profiling.
How do you feel about when immigrants get blamed for drugs for smuggling?
That's ironic considering CIA imported crack cocaine into the black community. But, I mean, it's Americans whose demand for drugs is causing drugs to be brought into the U.S. So if we don't want drugs, people should, if they want to stop the so-called drug problem, they should really focus on rehabilitation or look at why people abuse drugs.
Oh, sorry about that, Shuming. Okay. Hey, thanks for sharing that. We have a cassette as well here that I wanted to play because earlier we're thinking of doing a full show on misogyny, but you know what? We really cannot cover the whole thing. I think, how do you feel sometimes? Do you get overwhelmed with all the emergencies that are happening, the crisis around the globe, that injustices, you know, all the different things. Mm-hmm. And then you have to, you know, live your own life and in a certain kind of order or purpose or sense. But I don't know. How do you feel? You ever get, you know, too much?
You mean burnt out or frustrated?
Yeah.
Sure, I think that's a natural reaction. I feel that a lot of times. But what gives me a lot of hope is looking at the really strong social movements around the globe, like, for example, the immigrant rights movement right now in the U.S. and also the movement in Venezuela. That's what gives me a lot of hope to keep going.
All right. Well, thanks for being here again. Sure. Shuming, we're going to take a little music break right now, and we'll come back with you, Claire. Mancini's still here. Engineer Martin, Greg Mezcla, and I think we have Black Woman Psychic, the partner in crime of our very own DJ Chicken Leather here of Talk to a Chief on Pure Radio Los Angeles. All right, this is The Damn. This is Generous and Major. Check it out. Here with Shumi, Claire, Mancini, H, yours truly, here on Pure Radio Los Angeles. It starts to arrive. They know that all is lost, and only the wounded remain. The generals have all left the game, with no will to fight. They'll fade with the light. There's nobody left they can blame.
Jack the Ripper was picking the dew. Dracula flew in on his cape's own knee, and the moon kept shining on his big sharp teeth.
It's funny, chop-chop.
Come along with me.
Let's do the graveyard chop-chop.
Come along with me.
Wow, everybody chop-chop.
Come along with me.
Ow, 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 chop-chop-chop. Ow, 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 chop-chop-chop. Ow, 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 chop-chop-chop. Ow, 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 chop-chop-chop.
More beat-based drum, they was using a tomb. With the witch's broom, the bones were rattling to and fro, and the zombies were yelling, boom and go. The hangman's noose fairly started to swing when a skeleton quartet goes up to sing.
Everybody chop chop,
come along with me.
Let's do the graveyard chop chop,
come along with me.
Everybody chop chop,
come along.
Ow, ow, cha cha cha. Ow, 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 cha cha cha. Ow, 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 cha cha cha. Ow, 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 cha cha cha.
Good night, everybody. See you again tomorrow night. Shut up and get back in your tomb.
Above the pounding of the rain, beyond the rolling of the sea, a thousand people know my name, and one or two may yet know me. There in the middle of the night, I'll find a friendly face, and I'll be taken back again. Some new loving place. No. solitude's my home. I try to beg the hand of help. Sometimes when silence gets too rough, all I can offer is myself. That never seems to be enough. And yet there are some men who kill for less than someone's hand. At some things I can only guess, never hope to understand. No, I'm not alone. Although solitude's my home. I turn my face toward the wind and shuffle down the darkened street. With winter coming on again, there's no telling who I'll meet. Perhaps a love will open up and hold me for a while. Who knows what waits within the night, beneath the surface of a smile. No, no, I'm not alone.
Are you with us, Consin listeners? H, could you turn up the yellow? Yellow. Yellow. Thank you.
The band?
I don't have any yellow today.
No, not tonight. All right, I want to dedicate a song to you, Claire. And here it goes.
I'm holding my breath. Is it okay. A song of silence?
No, no, it's not that tune. Wait a minute. Why am I not bringing this up properly, man? I need a remedial course on engineering here. All right, check it out. It's Do Brasil for you. Mm. Yeah, you know, I do apologize for interrupting you on your announce back, you know. That was not proper. Mm. But equally, thank you for, you know, so many... Consin, so many years, so many our friendship, really, you know.
So many years of Consin.
You know what I'm saying? Some of the early Consins were it was like more spontaneous, more free, more. We try. You know what?
You think that we're all? You think we've boxed ourselves in now?
No, it looks better. Look at that.
Do we have too much to live up to in our name?
Calling us right. Really, truly about the you know, the situation of like for example, you know.
But they didn't the people win, really? I mean, don't they have a parliament again? Depends where you're coming.
King or something.
They had a king, and the king took away the parliament. But now they brought the parliament back. But a lot of people had to die.
Oh, man.
You know, sometimes we can all have romantic visions of having a king. You know, it's just one guy. You can't say he's a puppet at all. He's just a king.
Yeah. Now you know what though? That's
Ecco che è terribile. I didn't go now because you know they're all fighting. I met this like 80-year-old Mexican, right? I went walking to the library today. He was in this house out in LA, and then he has a TV like in the porch, and this trippy circular wood antique lounge chair that's also propped up on the porch. And then I asked him, you know, hey, does the TV work? He goes, yeah. I go, you sell it? He goes, thought about it. I might want to sell it, but he goes, I keep it here to watch TV at night, and you know, when it's hot.
Yeah, why would you sell that? It's probably the one thing he doesn't want to sell.
So check it out. Right? To this Russian church, and I saw this, like this old school, old fashioned, kind of similar to the ones they for the bullhorns speakers, you know, propped up in a tree. And I was like, "Work?" He goes, "Yeah, look, it has a wire and everything." But then I asked him, "The church next door? It's like this obscure Russian church." Molokov or something in Boyle Heights, you know.
Would you say Molokov?
Molokov or Molokos or not Molotov, not MFOB either. No. Anyways, it's a I think Eastern Orthodox Church, but and I go and he goes, yeah, they're very united. You know, they have the rituals similar to or near the holidays, but
different.
Yeah, and then he goes, they're very united. I go, do they pray to Al Señor, you know, to him? You know, he looked at me, to God, you know, to same God. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, he goes, it's the same God, you know, it's just one, really. You know, you have all these sectas. This word, sectas.
It's a good word. Sectas is much more specific than sex, wouldn't you say, Mancini?
Yes.
Thanks for the dedication. What was it? Yeah. He has a son now that's playing stuff out, isn't he?
Yeah. He might be up in his 50s or late 50s, but or early 60s, but very elegant.
Yeah.
Watch out for him.
Gentleman.
Yeah. It's actually a song. I'll dedicate it to everybody, and then I'll take a break. It's going to Fina Stampa. To all the gentlemen, to all the ladies. You know, in this challenging, fantastic world that we live in, and often really, really difficult and dangerous. In fact, right?
Yeah, you've taken the sound of Consin and put it under a satin blanket. It seems. Doesn't it seem like he's tucking everyone in for a little champagne-infused nap?
Es más fuerte que todo el respeto.
Open up the
y el temor de Dios.
Should I use the key?
Yes. Here we go.
All right, to all the ladies and the gentlemen in the Consin universe, this is from H. To you, ustedes. Kill Radio Consin.
Veredita alegre, con luz de luna o de sol, tendida como una cinta con sus lados de arrebol. Arrebol de los geranios y sonrisas con rubor, arrebol de los claveles y las mejillas en flor. Perfumada de magnolia, rociada de mañanita, la veredita sonríe cuando tu piel acaricia. Y la populi se ríe y la ventana se agita cuando por esa vereda tu fina estampa pasea. Fina estampa, caballero, caballero de fina estampa. Un lucero que sonriera bajo un sombrero no sonriera más hermoso ni más luciera. Caballero, en tu andar, andar, reluce la acera al andar, andar. Hacia los aguales y a los patios encantados, te llevaste a las plazuelas y a los amores soñados. Veredita que se arrulla con tafetanes bordados, tacón de chapín de seda, hijos desalmidonados. Es un caminito alegre, con luz de luna o de sol, que de recorrer cantando por si te puede alcanzar. Fina estampa, caballero, quien te pudiera guardar. Fina estampa, caballero, caballero de fina estampa, un lucero que sonriera bajo un sombrero, no sonriera más hermoso ni más luciera, caballero, en tu andar andar reluce la será, al andar andar. Lindo capullo de alelí, si tú supieras mi dolor, correspondieras a mi amor y calmaras mi sufrir, porque tú sabes que sin ti la vida es nada para mí. Tú bien lo sabes, capullito de alelí. Lindo capullo, si tú supieras mi dolor, correspondieras a mi amor y calmaras mi sufrir, porque tú sabes que sin ti la vida es nada para mí. Tú bien lo sabes, capullito de alelí. No hay en el mundo para mí otro capullo de alelí, que yo le brinde mi pasión y que le dé mi corazón, porque tú eres la mujer a quien he dado mi querer. Y te juré, lindo alelí, fidelidad hasta morir. Por eso yo te canto a ti, mi capullito de alelí, dame tu aroma seductor y un poquito de tu amor, porque tú sabes que sin ti la vida es nada para mí. Tú bien lo sabes, capullito de alelí.
Thank you, Umberto, for those two dedications. I don't know where he's gone, so I can't back announce, but hey. You know, we have all sorts of things to play you tonight on Consign, and they go in a very particular order. and the machinery is not allowing us our flow. Is it, my studio audience? Anyway, so behind us, there you go. Behind us here, again, thanks to MySpace. Wow, I'm not advertising, I'm not even advocating, but it's pretty fun to pull up free MP3s. Hey, G.
How's the decks? Are they warm tonight?
They seem a little, they kind of are toying with me, but yeah, you know, I heated up the left one. Why, you have some tricks up your sleeve?
We got some new Future Pigeon, and actually I have some unlimited amount of vinyl 45.
All right. Hey, now that I have this thing over here queued up, let's play a little something I picked up from our Huli. Always a great record label. This is the Hawaiian Steel Guitar Classics. And this, my friends, is Hawaiian Steel Guitar, the Trios de Hawaii, playing Melodias Populares, Populares Mexicanas, here on Consin. Always the original slide guitar. And we're going to segue into a set here by DJ Gregorio Comencha. But first things first, my friends, here on Consin. Consin.
There's a hint of Nagasaki in your smile. Everything about you could run amok without a moment's notice. You've got a bikini atoll around your neck. Uranium rock, Hiroshima, mon amour. You're a 3-mile island waiting to happen, with eyes that glow in the dark like radium. Beautiful. Lethal. Nagasaki in your smile. Everything about you could run amok without a moment's notice. Uranium rock, Hiroshima, mon amour. You're a 3-mile island waiting to happen, with eyes that glow in the dark like radium. Beautiful. Lethal.
Cherry candy, party dress ruffles, pralines and cream, mascara, black lashes, tiger eyes, a go-go, sidelong glance, wicked yellow. Sunset.
princess phone ringing. Ponytails swaying. Music playing. James Brown singing. Jetson gone wild. Let's get real, real gone for a change. She's the kind of gal that always has a parasol in her drink. That blue one's for me, bartender. The guy at the end of the bar says it's on him. There she goes now, walking down the street. Spring-a-laters snapping. Stepping into her convertible turquoise Falcon. She's probably headed for Niagara Falls.